Okay, so what has the development process been like for this year's game?
So RBI Baseball is pretty much a year-round development for us. We go from product to product, and as soon as we were finishing up the patches for last year's product, we dug right into this year's development product and focusing on some of the areas of the game that we felt were missing, primarily in and around the character of the game. We felt that the lack of dives and wall interactions and leaps and missed catches and things like that, we felt that that was really took away some of the charm of some of the classic baseball games you knew and loved from the late 80s. So we spent a lot of time putting in a lot of stuff around the character of building having a play unfold on the diamond. And then on top of that, we spent another big chunk of time updating our graphics across the board. We improved our underlying tech engine, and that gave us a much more visually stunning lighting system for both day and night games. So this year you're going to see much more dynamic presentations of day and night games. You'll see some shadows on the field from the ballpark geometry itself, which gives every one of the 30 ballparks a lot of character. So when you play a game in Milwaukee or you play a game in Los Angeles or Toronto or wherever, there's going to be a very much more significant uniqueness to playing in that that ballpark, where last year it was nice to be able to see the geometry and things looked a lot more robust than maybe 14. This year it's going to feel a little bit more real. And then you add to that, obviously, the gameplay mechanics that we've introduced this year. It's just going to make for a much more well-rounded baseball experience while still keeping it quick, easy to play, and accessible, and all the kind of fun controls that you remember from that golden age of baseball games.